We continue our learning of the Nishbas Tavi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov b'Bitchav Zaliya. We are in Erech in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Yesh ba'arachin lahakel ulahachmir. When it comes to the laws of Erech, there are cases where the fixed value that the Torah has for the based on age and gender ends up representing a leniency, and ulahachmir, other times that it represents a stringency. And we'll see that at the end of our Mishnah. We'll discuss that in the following Mishnah. There are cases where a person redeems a steachuzah, which is ancestral land that he received an inheritance all the way back from the days of Yeshua ben Nun when the land was divided. There's a special halacha regarding redeeming that from Hekdesh. So we're going to see that the value that the Torah speaks about that was supposed to pay in order to redeem that from Hekdesh, that particular land, sometimes the value the Torah speaks of, which is a fixed value, ends up being lahakil, a leniency, and other times end up being olahachmir, a stringency. B'shur hamur, shehemis es ha'evin, lahakil olahachmir. We'll speak about that in future Mishnahs as well. Shur mu'ad. Oh, sure that it becomes habitual to gore. So we learn that in Bava Kamma. And that sure kills an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani, we'll see, if it pays a fixed, you pay the owner of this ox now has to pay for the death of the Eved to the owner of the Eved, has to pay 30 shekel, or what we call in Mishnah time, this 30, in a Mishnah language, 30 sela. For that's a fixed value for that Eved Kanani. And Lahakul Achmir, that ends up being a kula sometimes, ends up being a chuma sometimes. Ba'ones umefato, motzi. Cases of rape of a nara between 12 and 12 and a half, mafata, seduction, same thing. Motzi shema, where a person, a husband, is motzi shema on his wife claiming she's not a basula, and we find out that he's lying. He gets malchus, and he has to pay 100 shekel. So onus and mafata, the Torah says 50 shekel. Motzi shema, 100 shekel, what we would call 100 sela. And so we'll see that fixed value ends up being mahakil, lachmir, ends up being a kula and a chumra. Just not to spoil everything, but just to understand what the theme of the Mishnah is that when you have a fixed amount, so it could be that this person in this particular case, their value should be a lot more. So the fixed value ends up being a kula. Other times we say, no, this person's value is really much less than the Torah's fixed value for this particular ave or this particular assessment, whatever it may be. So if the person's value as a slave is less, so then we would say, well, the fixed value the Torah is giving us ends up being a chumrah. You end up paying more. And we'll see how this plays out in each of these cases. So our Mishnah concludes with the first example. Yesh ba'arachin lahakel ulahachmir. Ketzad, how, in what way is erachin lahakel ulahachmir? Achot sheherichas ha-noyesh sheb-Yisrael ves-hakor sheb-Yisrael nosen chamishim sela. Person who gives the erech, where the subject of the erech is a Jew, so whether that Jew is noyesh sheb-Yisrael, is the most handsome of all amongst the Jewish people, or ka'ur sheb-Yisrael, he's the ugliest of all of the Jewish men. Still, if that man, that is between 20 and 60, nosen chamishim sela, you have to give the fixed amount of 50 sela. So if he's so handsome that he's worth 1,000 sela, 1,000 shekel, so giving 50 represents a kula. And if this person is so ugly that he's really much less than 50 shekel, paying 50 shekel, that fixed amount ends up being a chumrah. If he says, I'm giving damav, this is the regular neder, not the erech fixed amount. I'm giving his damim. I'm giving his value as sold as a slave. Then, nosin es shavyo. Then you give his exact market value. One interesting point that Mefarshim note is that why does it say the language of Na'esh Sheb Yisrael? Should that imply, like Rabbi Yehuda in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, that the subject of an Erech Var has to be a Jew? It can't be an non-Jew. Mentions Na'esh Sheb Yisrael specifically. So that may be one possibility, that in fact this Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, that a Nachri cannot be part of the Erech vow, or cannot be the subject of the Erech Neder, or could be like it follows Rabbi Meir as well. How then would you explain why the Mishnah mentions Noesh of Israel, doesn't mention it, as if to exclude a non-Jew? The answer doesn't exclude a non-Jew, but there's a problem with saying HaNoesh of the Nachri. What's the problem with that? To speak about how handsome, how beautiful, how attractive a non-Jew is, So the answer is based on the pasuk Lo Sichanim. The word pasuk Lo Sichanim, written in Parshas Vayeschanan in Devarim Perek Zayin. There are three halachos derived from that, and maybe the most famous Lo Sichanim is don't give him Lo Titelahem Chaniya Bakarka. We're not supposed to give or sell parts of the land of Israel to non-Jews. That's Lo Sichanim. Another halacha derived from the Lo Sichanim, don't Lo Titelahem Matnas Chinam. You can't give them a gift for free. 99% of the time, we often have reasons to give gifts to non-Jews. It's a holiday gift. It's good for their profession. It's you want to be nice. It's expected. All of those reasons are certainly reasons why we have the right to give them a gift. But in the technical terms, there's an isser of Lo Sichanim, Lo Titelahem Matnas Chinam. And finally, derived from those words, is Lo Titelahem Chain. You can't speak about their chain, their beauty. If it's speaking about their beauty because it shows that they're one of Hashem's creatures, so that's creations, that's acceptable. But technically, we should not be just saying that. And therefore, the Mishnah, although a non-Jew certainly can be the subject, like Rabbi Meir says, of an Erech vow, nonetheless, the Mishnah mentions Hanoeh Shebi Yisrael, because we shouldn't be speaking about Hanoeh Shebi Nachri. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Now, B'Sdei Achuzah L'Hakel L'Achavim. We mentioned the Sdei Achuzah. What is this Sdei Achuzah? We said Sdei Achuzah is ancestral land that a person has through inheritance, land that was divided all the way back from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun when we entered the land of Israel. And that's as opposed to what we call Sdei Mikneh. Sdei Mikneh is acquired land, purchased land, where it's not the inheritance. This was someone who was the original owner sold it to someone else. And we're going to speak about the difference between the value when this is after someone was makdish this land to the Beis HaMikdash, and now you want to redeem it. So the difference is that when it comes to a stay mikneh is going to be redeemed. If someone had a field, stay mikneh that they bought, they purchased, this is not part of their ancestral land. So they and this person who purchased this stay mikneh gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and now he wants to redeem it. So the halacha is that you pay whatever the value of the land is, and that's how you redeem it. Stay achuzah works differently. The Torah writes in Parshas Bichukosai, Vayikra Chav Zayin, Vim mi sedei achuzah so yakdish ish l'Hashem. If it's a stay achuzah, this is the inheritance all the way back from Yeshua, and you are makdish that land to the Beis HaMikdash, v'haya er kechol fi zaro, with the erech, the value, which means the redemption value, is going to be a fixed value. Zera chomer so'orim v'chamishim shekel kesef. It's going to be it's going to be 50 shekel, or what we call in Mishnah terms, 50 sela, for every area of land that's able to produce a chomer of sorum. A chomer, another word for chomer, is a core. Core is 30 sa. So an area of land that's able to produce 30 sa of barley, each piece of the land is able to produce that amount, 30 sa of barley, it's going to be redeemed at a fixed value of 50 shekel. Not more, not less. So, and we'll see that we have to also take into account the fact that it's all based on the years of Yovel as well. Remember, land reverts back to the original owner anyway in the year of Yovel. So if we take the year of Yovel into account, so how much is that going to be really per year? So this is how it works. If it's the first year after Yovel, so the value is going to be 50 shekel kesef, 50 sela. But that's the year after Yovel, where you have another 49 years, where you have 49 years left, or 48 years after that, till the next Yovel. So how much does an amount? So that's the first year. That's where you have from Yovel to Yovel. But if it's, let's say, only 20 years left to Yovel, the value is not going to be 50 shekel kesef anymore, because the redemption value shouldn't be anymore. Yes, it's a fixed value, but it shouldn't be. But it should make sense. Land reverts back to the original owner anyway. So why should I have to pay so much money to redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash when it's coming back to me anyway? So what ends up happening is, since you have, it's 50 shekel for that amount at the very beginning, it ends up being that for the 49 years that we speak of, it's the value is going to be for the erech that we speak of each and every year. It's going to be one sela or one shekel and another 1/49th of a sela. Why is that so? Well, they have to do the math. It's 50 shekel kesef for 49 years. So now, if there's only 48 years left, 47 years left, so it would be perfect if it worked out 50-50, a shekel per year. But it doesn't, because it's only 49 years we're speaking of, and you told me that the value is 50 shekel for an area that grows a core 30 saw. So, and that the area happens to be, by the way, just to know how much area normally grows 30 saw, one core of saorim is 75,000 square amos. So it's 50 shekel per 75,000 square Ramos, but that's only with 49 years left to the next Yovel. So each and every year, it's going to be the redemption is going to decrease, that you'll have to pay the Beis HaMikdash to redeem it by a sela and a 1/49th of the sela. Where do we get that number from? Or what we call a punyon. A punyon is really, there are 48 punyonim in a sela. But because you have to exchange, that's an extra punyon, you have to go to the shulchani, to the money changer. So therefore, so the value is really going to be 1/49th of a sela, so it ends up being a punyon and a sela per year. So that's how you do the math. 50 the first year, and then you subtract one sela plus a punyon for each and every year. That's how much it's going to be. That's the fixed amount that's going to be redeemed. We don't look at the field. What typically is how is this field sold? No, we follow the Torah with respect to the halacha of redeeming a stei achuza from hekdesh. And this we'll discuss in greater length at the beginning of the seventh perek. But for our purposes, the Mishnah is saying, well, this may represent a kula and this may represent a chumra. How does that work? So it depends. As the Mishnah explains, Ketzad v'steachuzo lakulachmer Ketzad echad hamakdish b'chol asamachos. Whether a person is makdish to the Beis Hamikdash field in an area of a machos of a town, or the echad hamakdish pardesos sivasti, or he's giving makdish to the Beis Hamikdash a field in the orchards of Sebasti. So obviously that's a little bit fancier. No sein bezera chomer sorim chamish. You're going to give for an area that's able to grow a chomer of sorim, 30 saw, one core of barley, you're going to give a chamishin shekel kesef, 50 shekel kesef, assuming there's the full 49 years till the next yovel. So it makes no difference. So what are these areas? So a town, we're assuming, okay, that's a regular place. That's really not worth the field. That is not area is not worth that much. Why is becholas hamachos in the environment of a town? So the answer's claim is because people are, a lot of people around. It's in the city. People are stepping on. It's natural and can produce that much grain. Or based on the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Zayin, there's a concern of Bezim Bava Barasa. There's a concern of Ayin Hara. People are always staring at your field. The Gemara actually assumes that can affect the field and be to its detriment because of the Ayin Hara. It's around. Everyone's always staring at it. So therefore, that field really is not worth 50 shekel kesef per 75,000 square amos. It's just not so. Nonetheless, that's the redemption value. That's a fixed value. So that ends up being a chumro for the person who's redeeming that field from Hekdesh. But if someone was Makdish, this era, an area in Pardesos, Sevasti, this is part of the Shomron, which was rebuilt by Herders, and it was named Sebasti based on Augustus Caesar. So this is, and the Greeks called it Sevasti. So this is a very fancy place. This was very fertile, and you could plant a lot of orchards there. And yet, what are you paying when you redeem that? Also, the 50 shekel kasef per 75,000 square amos. Stay mikne is the equivalent of Demei Alai. Stei Mikneh is no sin of yo. It's a stei Mikneh. This is not your ancestral land. This is something that you purchased from someone and you gave it to the Beis HaMikdash and you want to redeem it. Whatever the market value of that is, that's what you pay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad stei Achuzov, Echad stei Mikneh. He says it's the same thing. What do you mean it's the same thing? He says the halacha is even by stei Mikneh, you pay 50 shekel per base core for per area, 75,000 square amos. Why? He has a Bartanura says, Shari Nemra b'stei achuza v'chishav. The pasuk says, v'chishav, you shall calculate. And by stei mikne, it says v'chishav. So, just like by stei achuza, it's a davar katsuv, it's a fixed amount, 50 shekel kesef per 75,000 square amos. So to stei mikne is the same thing. So, question is, then the Mishnah asks, ma bein stei achuza stei mikne? So what's the difference between then the ancestral land and land that you purchased? Here's the difference. By stei achuza, when you redeem from the Beis HaMikdash, for that fixed amount, you have to add on a fifth. A fifth, we really assume, is a fifth of the whole amount. It's really a fourth of the principal. It's a fifth of the total payment. Difference between chomesh milabar, which is a chomesh from the outside, is a chomesh milagab, which is the inside. So here the Mishnah says, by stei mikna, we mentioned that in the past, by stei achuza, you give a chomesh, but by stei mikna, you don't give a chomesh. So even Rabbi Eliezer, although he says they're the same regarding the fixed value of redemption money, nonetheless, they're different in the sense that stei achuza, you add on a fifth when you redeem it, and stei mikna, you do not.